Our Father in heaven, I ask this morning that you would be here as our teacher, as we study what is true and best. And I ask for this gift in the name of Jesus. Amen. I was able to make my printer work this morning. All I did is put the paper into the other feeder to print something for this morning, and the thing I wanted to print yesterday started popping out the top. So now there's plenty of copies of yesterday's talk for those of you who collect papers and read and review things. And if there's not enough people here that do that kind of thing, it'll probably become scrap paper, so I would be obliged if you would be one of those people and take one of them that are right there after. Turn in your Bibles to 1 Samuel chapter 3 and verse 4. 1 Samuel chapter 3 and verse 4. Today we're going to be talking about the courtesy of coming. And if it happens that I get done 5 minutes early, which is impossible, so never mind. Tomorrow we'll be talking about the courtesy of waiting. It might be that I should talk about the courtesy of waiting today because I'm supposed to give you instruction to wait and not to play in the snow yet. You're going to be given special time for that later. But a motherly figure is concerned that you're going to get sick and wet and cold and just wants you to wait. But when do we talk about the courtesy of waiting? And today we talk about the courtesy of coming. 1 Samuel chapter 3 and verse 4. That the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, "Here am I." Notice the next five words. And he, what's the verb? And he ran unto Eli. Some of us were trained that way when we were growing up. That when mom says come, and dad says come, that you don't say why. Most of us probably weren't trained that way, but we should have been. We should have been trained that when mom or dad say come, that we up. And do you see Samuel was trained that way? What was he doing when this happened? He was in bed, trying to go to sleep, and he was called and he got up and he ran. That's very courteous. And I highly recommend that kind of behavior. Let's read on. And he said, "Here am I, for thou callest me." And Eli said, "I called not, lie down again." And he went and lay down, and the Lord called yet again, Samuel. And Samuel rose and went to Eli and said, "Here am I, for thou didst call me." And he answered, "I called not, my son, lie down again." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord. That's an interesting phrase, that Samuel did not yet know the Lord. You can raise a child to do the right thing before he understands how Christianity works and has a personal experience with Jesus. Is that a good idea? You know what makes it much easier for a child to become a Christian if he's raised that way? This is free marriage and family training in morning worship. But it's very courteous. I want you to understand that it was a courtesy on Samuel's part. He was getting up and running. It wasn't from some Christian conviction of the thing to do. It's what he was trained to do. Turn in your Bibles to 1 Corinthians 1 and verse 26. 1 Corinthians 1 verse 26. It says, "For you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble, are called." The idea I want you to understand is that in 1 Samuel, you know what God did? He chose Samuel to be a prophet. What was it about Samuel that caused him to be chosen to be a prophet? We don't know much about Samuel's character except what we see right there in that story. And what's repeated several times is that when God calls, what did Samuel do? He came. Humble people tend to come when called, And people that don't have enough humility tend to think about coming when called and consider whether or not it's convenient and something that they really want to do. Turn your Bibles to Luke 18, verse 16. Luke 18 and verse 16. But Jesus called them unto him. The they in this verse is referring to little children. Call them Samuelites. And Jesus called them unto him and said, Allow little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. Jesus called little children, and what did he expect the little children would do? He expected when he called them that they would come. And then he said something, that the kingdom of heaven is made out of people like that. And I want to suggest to you that there's plenty of evidence in the Bible that the kingdom of heaven is made out of people who, when they're called, they come. In fact, the Bible indicates that many are called, but few are chosen. And the reason is simple, that many are called, but not so many come. Turn in your Bibles to Acts chapter 10 and verse 32. Acts 10, and you're going to hear verse 32. This is an angel speaking to Cornelius. Send therefore to Joppa and call hither Simon, whose surname is Peter. He is lodged in the house of one Simon a tanner by the seaside, who when he comes shall speak unto thee. Why did God choose the disciples he did? You know, one thing we learn about them is that when he said to them, come and follow me, you know what they did? They came. This week is about courtesy, and really it's mostly about courtesy to each other. Courtesy to each other is very important. What I want to emphasize this morning is that courtesy to each other is potent to prepare us to show proper respect to God. That the courtesy of giving each other the kind of respect that we ought to, from the time we're children and on up, to elders and adults, for example, is preparatory to a work for God, because He also gives us calls. In fact, this is interesting. If you hear someone say, what's your calling? What do they mean? They mean, really, what's your vocation or what's your job? Do you know that idea that our calling is our job comes from Greek? That in Greek, the word call, like, I'm going to call you, if you make it into a participle, calling, it's the word used for your job. Maybe that's not interesting to you, but it is, calling. When God has for us a call to do a certain work, that call, He's calling us to do a work, and it would be courteous to do it. It's our calling. Turn a few chapters forward to chapter 16 and verse 9. Chapter 16, verse 9. And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. There stood a man of Macedonia and prayed him, saying, Come over into Macedonia and help us. So if you know the story of Acts 16, what was it that Paul did? You know, he changed his plan. He was going somewhere and doing something. But when he got the call, he stopped going that way and doing that thing and turned and went somewhere else. And that's not convenient when you're in a trip to take a detour and go somewhere else. It's inconvenient. But he had a habit. When God called him, he went. And so God used Paul to do a lot of things. And if we would like to be used, what's a courtesy that'd be really great to develop? It's the courtesy of coming. Turn your Bibles to Matthew 22, verse 3. Matthew 22, verse 3 summarizes a whole parable that it's in the middle of. We We can practice what I'm teaching you today by me giving you a call to bring your Bibles tomorrow to breakfast. But you might be thinking, where do I put it if I bring it to breakfast? That's a hard question. I can't answer it, but it'd be really great if you had them. Matthew 22 and verse 3, it says, "And he sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding." And then what? The sad part, what does it say? They would not come. I think if you know the parable, it's in your mind a little bit, you know it doesn't work out very well for that class. I get a picture in my mind that if you looked way back in their history when they were children, that it didn't go well when their mom and dad called them. I'm trying to illustrate an idea for your mind. They didn't have the courtesy of coming when called. What does Samuel do when he was called? Run. Here I am. In fact, I didn't point it out to you, but he says, "Here I am," twice. I mean, in one call. He hears the call and he says, "Here I am." Oof. Here I am. That's very courteous. It's courteous to answer and come and just to put yourself at the service of those who need you. And so now these children who didn't learn the Samuel virtue, they grow up, they're adults, and now they get an invitation to a wedding. Kind of like you've all had an invitation to a... And they get the invitation, and what do they say? "I got things I got to do. I got married. I bought oxen. I bought a house. I bought a piece of land. I'm busy. I can't..." And you should just know that's not courteous. College students, you should know. There is a courtesy of what? Coming. And it's a virtue to cultivate because it's relevant to our end time success in doing what God gives us to do. That was not a pre-planned part of this talk. Turn your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 18. There are four more verses, but I'm not going to have you turn to any of them. I'm just going to read them to you in rapid-fire succession and tell you something about them. We'll be done in 80 seconds. Ephesians 1:18 says, "The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints." This is one idea about the call that God gives us. We ought to come. You can't see how high a call you have unless God blesses your understanding. In fact, in three passages, I'm going to tell you where they are, but it's Philippians 3:14, 2 Timothy 1:9, and Hebrews 3:1. And what if you want to know those? Well, you can pick up one of the papers after I'm done talking. Listen to what the calling is called. Philippians 3:14, it is the high calling. 2 Timothy 1:9, it is the holy calling. Hebrews 3:1, it is the heavenly calling. That is, that we are called to a very high destiny, high standard. Our calling is so high, we can't even see it without miraculous opening of our eyes. The courtesy of coming, cultivating our life, would increase the chance of us making it there. Ephesians 4:1 says, "I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the..." It says vocation in your King James, but the Greek word is the one that's been called calling in all the other verses we've read. "Walk worthy of the calling wherewith you are called." So, summary of the whole thing. When your mom calls you, "I'm coming. I'm here. What can I do for you?" That's courteous. When elders call you, respond with the same kind of mentality, if not with the very same kind of skittle feeding. But have your eyes open to a bigger picture. God calls us. And if we want to be the kind that do his work, we want to be like the children. When we come, when he calls, we want to come. But his calling is high, and we need to have a help to even understand how high it is. Walk worthy of that is the request of the Bible. Let's kneel for prayer. Our Father in heaven, I thank you for a high and holy and heavenly calling, and ask you for that enlightening of our eyes that would allow us to see how high it is. I ask for that gift in the name of Jesus. Amen.